News. I'm Ben Thomas. UN-backed human rights experts are accusing Russia of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Eric Merz is chair of the Independent Investigating Commission.
Russian authorities have committed torture in all provinces of Ukraine that came under their control, as well as in the detention facilities that the Commission has investigated in the Russian Federation.
Meantime, the Biden administration says some 8,000 North Korean soldiers are now in Russia near Ukraine's border, preparing to fight Ukrainian forces. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Russia has been training DPRK soldiers in artillery, UAVs, basic infantry operations, including trench clearing, indicating that they fully intend to use these forces in frontline operations.
Rocket fire from Lebanon killed 7 people in northern Israel, while Israeli airstrikes targeting Hezbollah killed 24 people in Lebanon. And in northern Gaza, the WHO says Israeli forces struck one of the territory's last functioning hospitals. Both presidential candidates in the western battleground states of Arizona and Nevada Thursday, Kamala Harris reacting to Donald Trump's comments that he would protect women whether they like it or not.
He simply does not respect the freedom of women or the intelligence of women to know what's in their own best interest and make decisions accordingly. But we trust women. We trust women.
Trump also made a stop in New Mexico, which hasn't gone for the GOP nominee since 2004.
I treat you much better than the Democrats. The Democrats, they're destroying your country. They're destroying your country. So I'm here for one simple reason. I like you very much, and it's good for my credentials with the Hispanic or Latino community.
This is AP News. Diwali, India's Festival of Lights, is underway. The AP's Salik Sheikh in New Delhi explains what it's all about.
It's party time in India. Millions are celebrating the festival of Diwali as dazzling and colorful lights lit up homes and streets. The Hindu festival symbolizes the victory of light over darkness and is also a national holiday across India. Diwali is typically celebrated by socializing and exchanging gifts with family and friends. Homes are cleaned, new clothes are worn, and prayers are said. Many homes also light earthen oil lamps or candles, and fireworks are set off as part of celebrations. But every year, the celebrations are also tinged with worries over air pollution, as fireworks cause toxic smog that sometimes takes days to clear. Nonetheless, people still burst crackers. They celebrate, they enjoy, and they make them merry.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.